not difficult. Chasing a defending a target or setting one.
Well, if you don't get enough runs on the board, I think both look difficult. Today was a case where I think we were about 30-35 runs short. 150 was a below par score, to be honest, on that sort of wicket. If we bowled better, we could have made a good fight of the total we had on the board, but I think about 170-175 would have been a more competitive total. I wouldn't say a match-winning one still, because the ball was coming on nicely, but still, you know, it would have been one that we could have tried a few things and put pressure on the opposition. But with the start they had, it was very difficult to pull things back. And that's where you need a cushion of 35-40 runs, which we didn't have.
Siddhant.
It's the way they bowled the slower balls was quite the differentiator. Taking off the pace of the ball on that aspect, do you think in that sense you could have started with spinners?
Well, you can't predict, because their fast bowlers bowled well on that wicket. They hit good lengths. You know, the hard length ball was not easy to connect initially. You really had to you know, stand upright and take a risk to hit length balls. So that was the basic idea. I mean, if you're playing with two quicks, you're not going to use them after 6 overs. You expect them to come out aggressively and pick your wickets. You expect the new ball to swing, and that's why they're playing the side. So I wouldn't change. On this sort of wicket, I wouldn't change the plans. Their fast bowlers took the pace off. Their spinners came after 6 as well. So I don't think that this is a sort of wicket where you have enough grass for the guys to, you know, do something with the new ball. So you can't predominantly start with spinners. Maybe on a more bare wicket, that would have been a good option.
Hmm?
I
mean,
just kind of following on from that, say England's bowlers have had a pretty tough time of it in India, the Test matches and in the one-day series. Was this their day-to-day, just to have a bit of credit going in their back?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they showed character. I just mentioned it in the post-match as well. They deserve to win today. They were better with the ball, more smarter in the areas that they bowled, even at the death. You know, Chris hitting some really nice areas. Even Mills bowling back of the hand at the end was pretty good himself with the slower bounces. So, I mean, they executed what they wanted pretty nicely, and you could tell they're playing more freely. They're not thinking about conceding too many runs, which was evident in the body language. And yeah, as I said, credit to them. They bowled good areas, made it difficult for us to score off. And I would say, you know, some loose shots from us as well led to us being 25-30 short. So it was a combination of the two. But I would say England's bowlers were more of the reason and not too much our batsmen.
Going forward, not just this series, in the long run, where do you see Amit Mishra's place in the side? Because in his last ODI, he took 5 wickets against New Zealand, but he didn't get a game. And in T20s, I think in 2014 World T20, he was one of the best bowlers. But since then, he's played only one international T20.
And he picked 3 wickets in that game, so that's why he's in the side. Yeah, you can say, I mean, he played that game because we travelled from West Indies, we didn't have much time on hand. But he does well in the IPL. He did well for us in the T20 World Cup in 2014 as well. He bowled really well. Unfortunately, he couldn't play in the 16 T20 World Cup. But again, he's a guy with variation. He's any day useful on a more bare wicket, as I mentioned. So it wouldn't be a surprise to anyone if he features in the next couple of games, depending on how the wicket is.
Meri? Opening ke piche koi khas run nahi tha.
मेरी सर आईपीएल में मैंने ओपनिंग आईपीएल T20 होता है उसमें मैंने 17 मैच में ओपन किया तो उसमें आई थिंक मुझे आइडिया है T20 की ओपनिंग का तभी मैं गया ऐसी कोई स्पेशल रणनीति नहीं थी आई थिंक सब एक्सपेक्ट कर ही रहे थे कि मैं करूँगा क्योंकि वो टीम को बैलेंस ज़्यादा देता है आपका एक और बैट्समैन जो नीचे मिडिल ऑर्डर में है वो खेल सकता है सुरेश रैना जैसे प्लेयर फिर 4 नंबर नहीं जाते वो और डेंजरस हो जाते हैं 3 पे जाऊँ खेलते हैं तो जब रोहित जैसा प्लेयर नहीं है साइड में एज एन ओपनर तो आई थिंक मैं एनी डे वो ऑर्डर में स्टेप अप कर सकता हूँ क्योंकि वो टीम को ज़्यादा बैलेंस प्रोवाइड करता है वो वही आइडिया था
एक एक मिनट सर उनका जवाब तो पूरा होने दीजिए
Well, as I said, depends. I mean, if Rohit was in the side, there's no question that he'd be opening with Rahul. As I mentioned, it's more of providing balance to the side. I have no urge to open. I can play at three as well. I've played for three, for India at three for a long time. I can play anywhere. You know, the management thinks which is the best for the team. This is just a case of Rohit not being there, and because I have opened in IPL and I have a fair idea of it, just providing more balance to another guy getting an opportunity rather than me just playing at three and continuing the same, you know, pushing another guy who's not probably suited to opening or hasn't had experience of opening. So that would be unfair on him. It was just about giving the side more balance.
Can you just comment on how it opens?
Yeah, pretty good. He's been backing himself since the one-day series. Yeah, that's the way the English team plays in the shorter format. I mean, more expressive. They're not thinking of the outcome too much. They're taking on, you know, fielders, probably playing against the spin as well. They're taking on fielders on short mid-wicket, hitting over their heads against the spin. So you got to give them credit where it's due. I mean, they're pulling off good shots. We've tried our best as bowlers to make them hit against the spin, against the angles, but they've come out on top, especially today, with the way they countered our plans. So, yeah, Morgs, I've played with him in IPL as well a bit, and I'm wary of his ability. I know what he can do in the shorter format of the game, and he's a world class player when it comes to the T20 format.
Richard,
are you annoyed with the pitches that you've been playing on here at Calcutta, which was probably not an English style pitch?
Not at all. As soon as we won the One Day series, I was delighted to see the Kolkata pitch. I think it was more of a preparation for Champions Trophy. So my head's already swinging in that direction. You know, it's not about getting the conditions that we want. The wicket in Calcutta was challenging, but you know, I sort of started thinking on the lines of us getting those sort of wickets in Champions Trophy as well. So might as well just get into that mindset. And what better practice than an international game to actually have a simulation of what are you going to get there. Not at all bothered with the last two pitches. Indeed, we took it as an opportunity to test our skills and see where we stand and what areas we need to improve on.
Last question, after, sir.
One day series mein aur ye T20 mein ki aap team India ke opening partner se acche nahi lagte hain. Ye kitna middle order par kaisa chale karta
hai? Aaj to theek thi sir, matlab itni buri nahi thi. अच्छा नहीं, ऑब्वियसली वो एक एरिया है जो हर टीम चाहती है, एक ओपनिंग पार्टनरशिप अच्छी हो और लोग कंट्रीब्यूट करें. देखिए, आप कहीं से दूसरी टीमों से ओपनर ढूंढ के नहीं ला सकते. ओपनर मिलने इंटरनेशनल लेवल पे बहुत मुश्किल होता है. ओपनिंग एक ऐसा स्लॉट है जहाँ पे आपको लोगों को बैक करना होता है थोड़े टाइम तक, क्योंकि वो सबसे डिफ़िकल्ट पोजिशन हो सकती है नई बॉल से खेलने के लिए. तो थोड़ा टाइम, जब लोग ज़्यादा एक्सपीरियंस हो जाते हैं या फिर ज़्यादा कॉन्फिडेंस में होते हैं, तो ओपनिंग पार्टनरशिप आपको हमेशा फ़ायदा देती है. इस समय आप बोल सकते हैं कि ओपनिंग पार्टनरशिप ने ज़्यादा रन नहीं बनाए, तो ये सवाल ऑब्वियसली आएंगे, लेकिन हम एज अ टीम मैनेजमेंट उनको बैक करेंगे और हम उनमें बिलीफ रखते हैं कि वो परफॉर्मेंस देंगे जो उन्होंने इन द पास्ट भी दी है. तो उसमें कोई दो राय नहीं है.
थैंक यू वेरी मच.